Welcome to Making Waves with Steve Byquist and Dennis Rahm. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome yet again to another
Making Waves. And what a better spot than the brewery, Lake Chelan Brewery, Manson, to make waves.
Great to be on the road for this first segment here of Making Waves this week. Dennis Rahm, Steve Byquist with you. And Steve, I got to tell you, summertime in Lake Chelan is a pretty doggone special place. We came off two phenomenal fireworks shows. The 4th of July, of course, Manson had theirs. And then Chelan reared its head on Saturday night this past week with another amazing fireworks show that they had going on. Bachfest is underway, a week-long musical event. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a later segment here. Oh, there's 130-some paragliders from all around the world participating in a pre-World Cup event, a Canadian-U.S. national event, as they fly off the top of Chelan Butte. And as we know, and one of the first things we're going to talk about here today, there's going to be a lot of cool boats in town as we have the Lake Chelan Poker Run coming up. We're going to hear from Cappy Peterson in just a little bit. But you know, that's just within a week to 10-day span, and it just kind of tells you what happens here at beautiful Lake Chelan.
We're loving it, and particularly the poker run, because I personally and yourself are involved in helping put it together through the Lake Chelan Boating Club. And I'm looking forward to 70-odd boats, 70-some boats, how's that? And probably 180, 200 participants, and able to enjoy the lake, pretty much the full length of Lake Chelan, but also another opportunity for a local club to contribute to the community economically with the people coming to town for places to stay and eat, etc. But boating club garnering significant income that we're able to return to various clubs, groups, and organizations in the valley.
There you go. Great setup to that. So before we get into things here today, I want to remind you, one of our friends and good sponsors, Campbell's Resort here at Lake Chelan, and they've got some great deals going on at their pub and veranda. So if you're ever, you know, out and about during the week, and whether you're a visitor or you are a local, they've just got some fantastic deals. I kind of like Tuesdays there. Tacos and tequila, weekly taco, tequila, margarita, and Corona specials. Every Monday night, if you like Manhattans, Cappy, I don't know. We'll find out if he likes Manhattans. $5 Manhattans, $5 martinis, $5 mushrooms, so you can make sure you got a little food while you're consuming that. Great stuff. Friday nights, they have live music, fresh crab specials, prime rib specials, fresh shucked oysters. It's all happening. Campbell's Resort, that's at the pub and veranda. You can catch those specials. And, of course, you can always give them a holler or check them out online at campbellsresort.com and make your reservations for summer or fall. It's a great place to stay at Campbell's.
Lake Chelan Poker Run, making waves as we make waves here today. And we've got Cappy Peterson, who is one of the organizers and chief cook and bottle washer. No, the push, the guy behind the whole thing. And Carl, Cappy, let's start out with what's a poker run and tell us a little bit about the history here on the lake.
Sure, guys. Thanks for having me in today, and we'll see if we can shed some light onto what we do as a run and as a club, and where money goes from all this fun activities and that sort of thing. So the run originally started in 2001 by a local couple that had a big offshore boat, and they had seen these other runs up and down the West Coast and wanted to create one here on Chelan. They ended up teaming up with Alex Hutton and Buddy McClellan at my buddy's place to provide a facility to house everyone and feed them all. They ran that for a few years. And then when they started pushing their limits and their abilities to keep it going, as the run increased in popularity with them, they decided to pass it on to the boat club. So at that point in 2007, I believe, the boat club took it over and decided to see if we could expand and make it bigger and better and utilize the number of members and whatnot to increase the boats and make it a better run for everyone.
Well, it certainly has, I know, increased over the years, Cappy. But before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of this year's event, I think for a lot of people, there's maybe some misunderstanding on what even a poker run is. I've talked to some folks. They go, oh, wow, look at all those cool big boats coming in, and I wonder which one's the fastest and which one's going to win the poker run. But it's not a speed event.
No, no, not at all. Actually, the way the stops are laid out, and we start them in three separate heats, so at every stop they end up bunching up and having to wait on each other. The cards are what matters. We do a blind draw, five stops up and down the lake, culminating at Lucerne where we have lunch. These guys with the big fast boats, that's the secondary to the poker run. They just, you know, enjoy their toys and like to go fast. The poker run part of it is solely determining on the cards.
There's been winners in the past that, in fact, and you can help me out here, that it wasn't quite a rowboat, but it certainly wasn't fast.
I believe it was a 13-foot Boston Whaler. At that point, we had done a short course a couple times. Because of the popularity of it, or the use of it, we've since discontinued it. But, yeah, they end up being able to complete the run pretty easily. But, yeah, they took third place and, you know, won several $100 in their little dinghy.
Kind of lay out the course for us, if you will. I mean, I know they start... You're coming out of Manson. Where are the stops?
Yeah, we start out in front of the Mill Bay boat launch out there. We cruise up around Wapato Point and get through the Narrows. We stop at my house, which is basically directly across the lake from Kelly's. So a bunch of boats will kind of pile up there. And then from there, they'll head up to 25 Mile Creek to the state park there and the store and get a card there. And then they'll head up, and then we have a nice long run. So from there, from 25, we run all the way up to Meadow Creek, which is basically across from Domke Falls, and have a stop there. And then from there, we go up just short of Stehekin in Windy Point. We try to stay out of the national park as much as possible. And then from Windy Point, we come back to Lucerne with the fifth card stop and have some lunch.
Cappy, is something special. Not a lot of people get the opportunity, but to be up at Lucerne, and I've been fortunate to be able to do that many times, and to see 60 or 70 of those boats rafted off one another in that setting, which is so spectacular, that's quite a sight.
Yeah, it's a logistical feat that these guys put on every year. Get a couple anchors thrown out, and we have two long pier docks out there, and another dock that everybody kind of rafts off of, and they're strung from one end of the property to the other, and try to utilize as much space. Everybody's really good about sharing fenders and that sort of thing, and really works good to fit everybody in there. And that's probably part of one of our problems is our size limit is the amount of docking space that we have. If we had more docking space, we could host a lot more boats, but where it is, we have a nice run. Everybody's really comfortable, enjoys themselves fully, but we're kind of stuck at the number we're at.
Really, the thing that is a highlight for most people in the community is the opportunity to come to downtown Manson on Friday evening from around 6 o'clock for the boat show. Some of the boats, not all by any means, but some of the boats that will be running on the lake will be down here, set up on Main Street. And it's your opportunity to find out more about the poker run, to purchase raffle tickets if you're so inclined, and you don't have to be present to win, and it comes up to be a pretty significant amount of money that's given away, and take a look at just the whole event. The way it is, the way the lake is, obviously you're out of the downtown core area for the entire event, and it's mostly an uplake event, so it's a great opportunity to take a look at those boats before they go out and run the lake.
And take a look in the engine holds. They're pretty amazing, Steve.
No doubt about it. Yes, the spectacular mirrored, oftentimes engine cowling covers, so you can even look up from down at the street level if it's on a higher trailer and take a look at the engine room.
Lots and lots of chrome as well. They're very well outfitted for sure.
We're going to come back and have more conversation about the poker run here in just a moment, including the theme. I know they typically have a theme every year. We'll talk about after the poker run, what happens with the revenues that are raised from this event from the Lake Shoreline Boat Club standpoint. That and more when we continue here on MakingWaves.com.
Brought to you by Chelan Realty. We all know that the market's hot here in the Lake Chelan Valley and are in Byerns. And, if you're thinking about selling, The people to chat with are at Chelan Realty, certainly committed to meeting and exceeding the needs of the seller, and they aggressively go out and market your properties for you. So the best place to take a look if you are considering selling right now would be Chelan Realty. You can do chelanrealty.com or give them a call, free market analysis. They'd be delighted to chat with you. Chelan Realty is 682-4014 or chelanrealty.com.
And if you haven't had the opportunity, Cappy, I don't know if you have. I know you're a guy who likes to look at cams around the lake. But Chelan Realty put up a downtown Chelan webcam. And you can link to it not only off their site, but off of a good friend of ours' website, LakeChelanCams.com. That's Jerry Eisenhart's site. We'll soon have it up on LakeChelanNow.com as well. But it gives you kind of a pretty cool view of a whole bunch of downtown Chelan with their webcam.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for checking out the cam at Campbell's and then also the one up in Steak, and I like to envision myself being back up there, but I don't get there enough as it is.
Before we get back to Poker Run, I also want to mention that one of our sponsors, Chelan County PUD, and they welcome you to enjoy 700 acres of green. They have 15 parks on Lake Chelan and the Columbia Rivers, so make sure to check out, and if you want water conditions before you leave shore, you can get water temps, lake levels, all of that by following the link on Lake Chelan Now's homepage. Just look for it up top and to the right-hand side, and you will find it there, Chelan County PUD. Cappy, what is the theme of this year's Poker Run?
This year we have a jungle theme. So, yeah. We've had the entrance recommend some different themes for us. We've been doing it long enough where we were running out of new and creative things to choose, so we're kind of working down our list of a few things that were adamantly requested, and then so I think next year we may start going back to a little more choosy and whatnot, but yeah, a little jungle theme, some animals, and I'm sure we'll have some interesting stuff. We also do a costume contest during the dinner, all day for the run actually too, but typically it rears its head at the dinner we have back at the boat club on Saturday night, where we feed all the contestants, and there's always some fun stuff that happens down there.
Jungle theme that may not be safe for some people's eyes.
Rated R. Cappy, what's the day look like? What actually happens on Saturday?
Saturday we have some breakfast down at the clubhouse, get everybody down there, then about 10:30 we have a driver's meeting, get all the drivers together, talk about the course, talk about the driftwood situation, talk about, especially for the people that haven't done the run before, you know, about the lake a little bit and how it functions, and you know, where the bottlenecks are and stuff to be cautious of. You know, obviously in the lower lake we gotta be very mindful of the onlookers and other boaters out there that are out just trying to enjoy Chelan. You know, and then after the narrows, after the first stop or two, then it opens up a little bit. There's a lot less traffic, but they still have a lot of driftwood and weather conditions that they have to be aware of. So we try to get them real well informed. And the run will take off right around 11:30, excuse me. Try to get everybody a chance to get out and get their boats, get everything warmed up, ready to go. Get the helicopter on station. Since 2008, we've been filming the run via helicopter, and then in turn in boats as well. And it provides a nice marketing tool for us and a nice little something for the contestants as well, so they get a little memory of each year. If you do ever want to look back, it's on our website, which is lcpokerrun.com. It's a smaller portion of the Lake Chelan Boating Club website, but we have a video archive on there. You can see the videos back from the beginning.
Outstanding. That's a pretty cool thing. And then when you get everybody back in the fold and the boats are all docked and whatnot, the fun continues?
Yeah, so yeah, like I said, after the run gets in, everybody has to have their cards back around 4 p.m. And then a lot of them will take off. They'll go raft off down under the bridge, or you know, go and play out on the lake. And then we have a dinner for them that night down at the clubhouse. And we have Sam Beasley cooking barbecue for us. This has been happening for a few years now, and he always puts on an excellent barbecue.
So it takes a lot of work. Steve, I know you've been involved in this for a long time, and of course Commodore Steve, I should say, on this program, I guess. Commodore, what's it like from the boat club standpoint? A lot of logistics, a lot of volunteerism goes into this.
Have many committees actually functioning, and from from publicity to get people here, those kinds of things all through the dinner. There's a breakfast committee, there's a lunch committee up at Lucerne, and logistically all that stuff's got to get there, be refrigerated, be safe to, you know, there's a committee that handles, for instance, licensing for gambling, for the raffle, all of that. There's just dozens and dozens of people working on many committees to make sure that we can pull this off. It's really an effort of a club of 100 people. And we're hosting about 180, 200 people. So we have around 300 folks that one way or another are involved in presenting or participating in the event. And the Lake Chelan Boating Club's, what we do is work to improve boating on Lake Chelan for everyone. And that is through numbers of projects up and down the lake at various Forest Service campgrounds, like building shelters, which we've built many of, working on docks, opening up trails between Graham Harbor Creek. The list goes on. But on top of that, then we have the ability to take some of the proceeds, a good percentage of the proceeds, and return them to the community. The club in the past and continues to be tremendous supporters of the free swim program for all of the kids of the community, put together by the Manson Park and Recreation District. The club and myself personally feel very strongly about swimming, swim lessons, and making sure every kid in this valley has an opportunity to learn to swim. And they can do that free with the Manson Park and Recreation District, sponsored in part by the Boat Club. Also, we've supported in the past EMS. This year we have given out 4 scholarships to graduating high school seniors, and we'll continue to do so if I'm a part of the whole thing. And the list really goes on. We have an opportunity to take some money and kind of spread it around and help out. Oh, another one this year is we were asked to and did participate significantly in the Manson Fireworks Program. And that's just part of what the club, other than improving boating on Lake Chelan, we try to get out and do those other things to make a dent.
It's really a full circle kind of event, guys, because the club is out looking for support from the community, volunteers, the business community for sponsorships and the program and whatnot. And yet the club turns around and uses these funds for all of those things that you were talking about. It's kind of a cool thing.
It is. And you mentioned sponsorships and the like. The participants, Cappy probably knows more about this, but they get a bag of swag, right? What part of the registration process that includes coupons, that includes discounts, that includes all sorts of things about Chelan, about Manson, that help attract that visitor, vacation visitor, that return to the lake, whether it's Poker Run related or not. We'd like to see it's an incubator in part for return visits.
Yeah, the Manson Chamber Commerce stepped up big time, was one of our major sponsors this year, and they've set up with all the business, you know, in the group, and they're doing a discount wristband for all the entrants, try to get them to circulate even more around town and contribute back to the community. That's why we want to bring these people in, is for them to come over and help support our community and keep making it what it is.
For the participants, Cappy, I want to come back around to that. Whoever's going to end up having the winning poker ham, what do they take home?
You know, it varies. We keep the gambling portion completely separate. It's $20 a hand. We take it in cash and return that back out. And it's somewhere in the realm of $1,200-$1,300, I believe, was first place last year. Really just depends on how many poker hands we sell. We return over 50% of those proceeds back to the contestants, and then it's a scale down from there. A note, Steve had mentioned some of the raffle stuff. We've been doing a 50-50 raffle for the last few years, and last year it actually exceeded the return for the first place of the boats. So overall, there's more money given out for the poker run hands, but the first place actually took home less money than the winner of the 50-50 raffle, which was pretty cool. So, and that's a testament to everybody out there buying tickets and selling tickets. So that's pretty cool.
Don't have to be present to win. Anybody can get the raffle tickets. Don't have to be present to win.
That is true. We'll be selling them at the street show on Friday night down in Manson. Come down and check out the boats. There's always some fun stuff to see down here. Get a chance to talk to these people face to face, talk about how they came about doing it, you know, why they do what they do, what went into these boats, the fuel economy that they, you know, that they go through,
or don't get,
for that matter.
Let me ask you. You mentioned I know there's a lot of local boaters that partake in this, but people come from all over. What is there like? Is it Puget Sound driven? Would you say, or where do these folks come from?
A lot of Washington boats, and it comes a lot from the west side of the state, you know, from the Puget Sound, a lot, but we get a good group. There's a handful of people that come out of Roosevelt every year. They have their boats up on Lake Roosevelt a lot, and they live all over, you know, that side of the state. A couple from Idaho. We've had a couple from Oregon before. They aren't here this year. We've had some boats come up from California. And then we have a really good contingent out of western and central BC. Big group of Canadians that come down every year.
Number of these boaters participate in a number of poker runs. They're not new to boating. They're not new to poker runs. It's an opportunity for them to get together. They follow, they don't follow a circuit, but they do go to similar events in numbers of places. They're all very boat-wise, street-wise, safety-wise. You know, they have it down. They know boating. They know safety, those kinds of things, which is kind of key. And it's good to see a number of them participate in a large poker run that we've taken a look at more than once at Lake Havasu in, you know, Arizona. So, there's a lot of folks from various areas that show up and or do similar events around the region.
One thing I just realized, too, is we're talking about, you know, these big boats and how fast they go and all these people that come in, but we also have a really large contingency of second homeowners in the valley and people that Steve's making messes again. Talk about not
he's,
making
he's
waves.
Making waves.
So not even these big offshore poker run people that come in, but we also have a lot of locals, a lot of second homeowners that live in the valley, and people that own, you know, a normal boat, quote unquote, you know, that only does, you know, maybe 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, open bows and that sort of thing. One of our club members, Bill Jarre, he runs his cabin cruiser up and down. It takes him a little longer than everybody else, but gives an opportunity for him to collect all the cards up and down the lake for us. So, point being is it's very open to anyone. You don't have to have a big fast boat. We want everybody just to come out and enjoy the lake and enjoy the poker run.
Cappy, we want to thank you for your time and efforts, because you've been doing this and kind of shepherding things for a number of years, and it's not easy work. It's a lot of detail. It doesn't just come together a couple of weeks before the event, so thanks for doing all of that.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on. And you know, please check out our website. Dennis will have a link up on their website at leakshlandnow.com, and check out and come see our sponsors that are on there. There's so many. I'm not going to bore you with trying to list them all right now, but, you know, please check them out. Please support these businesses, because they make this run happen.
You can go ahead and give the website one more time.
Our website is lcpokerrun.com.
There you go. Cappy Peterson, thank you so much for your time. Steve, that was fun, and I know you're going to be busy with the event, and it's great to see, and it'll be another great weekend here in Lake Chelan to have that unfold. We talked about all the things that are going on, and one of the things that we heard as we came out of one of our breaks was music from a Bachfest event that we recorded earlier this week. They've been all over town. They started this past weekend. They'll be continuing through this weekend. And that has certainly turned into quite the event. And, you know, it used to be pretty much centered downtown, where they did it at a couple of the churches. They've done it at the Riverwalk Pavilion, where they have their ending event coming up this weekend. But now with all of the wineries that have sprung up here in the Lake Chelan Valley, they're using those as music venues. And it's just really adding to the impact of that event.
It's amazing to see the Bachfest and how it has grown. And it's not just music. Bach, if people are going, hey, I'm not that way. There's jazz, there's just numbers of venues, all sorts of music. Phenomenal musicians visit the area and participate in this whole thing. All started similar to the poker run, very small, with the dedication of a new organ at the United Methodist Church in Chelan years and years ago. And that was the beginning of this event that has now grown into what it is, and a nationally known event, and attracts people from United States and Canada, and maybe beyond.
Speaking of national events, with a little international favor, we mentioned that the paragliding event is going on. It's a U.S. Open Canadian national event, and it's also a pre-World Cup event because the World Hang Gliding Championships are coming back to Chelan here in a couple of years, so that'll be pretty cool. But if you've looked up in the skies, and Cappy, before we let you go, I know you were one of those that got caught eye-gazing. We mentioned that. It's pretty spectacular, and we were kind of joking before about calling it a gaggle, and that really is the term, a gaggle of paragliders when they launch off the butte en masse, and they just kind of circle around, and they're looking for those thermals, especially when they're going on those longer distance events. They had one the other day that went out to Oroville, so it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I actually didn't know they were going to Oroville. That's pretty impressive. I assumed maybe Twisp or something like that. Yeah, that's some distance for sure. I was actually down at Don Morris Park at the beach volleyball tournament that was going on, and I literally stopped mid-sentence because I looked up and I see all these paragliders, and I'm like, holy cow. That wasn't quite what I said, but I said, holy cow. There's a bunch of people up in the air. So that was pretty something to see for sure.
I shot about a 10 or 15 second video of with the butte behind and these paragliders up above, a whole bunch of them, and we put it up on lakeshorelinenow.com, and within 48 hours it's had about 2,000 views of that little video and a lot of shares, so lots of people are interested.
It'd be interesting to see the Google results on that, where they're coming from. I bet we're getting some stuff from all over the place.
All right, well, Cappy Peterson, we thank you so much for being our guest and talking all things Lake Chelan Poker Run. Well, Steve, you and I talked about Bachfest a little bit earlier, and what we're going to do right now is give our listeners a little brief glimpse of some of the Bachfest music. This recording you're about to hear was from the presentation at Chelan Cellars Winery earlier this week, as we all get a chance now to enjoy a little taste of Lake Chelan Bachfest. Just one of the many outstanding presentations of Lake Chelan Bachfest as that continues through the weekend, an annual event here at beautiful Lake Chelan. Stephen, I want to thank you for being a part of our program today. Thank you so much to Cappy Peterson for talking to Lake Chelan Poker Run. Want to remind you as well that coming up next week, right here on Making Waves, we're going to have some conversation with a couple of interesting people who have started a business here in Chelan. It's called Rotten Apple. And if you've enjoyed some of the comedians that have been coming this summer to Campbell's Resort, that's been a production of Rotten Apple. We're going to hear from Shy and Kelsey next week on Making Waves, all about their company, why they ended up here in Chelan. Should be a fun one. The Rotten Apple folks coming up next week on our next edition. That's going to do it for Steve and I. Thanks for being a part of our program once again here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com.
That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.